15 games of hoops in a Sunday afternoon. We really only had one game that mattered, four games that mattered for one team, but all those teams blew them out. One game that mattered, Warriors-Clippers. We're going to get right into that and maybe some playoff predictions. Looking forward to it. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Full transparency, this is our second time recording this. Such a bummer. We did it right after the game and the sound sucked. So we had to do it again, but let's pretend that we just finished watching Warriors Clippers. What a game. I'm saying that is exactly what I like about NBA basketball. It was a defensive battle. Great defense on both ends. Also great shot making on both ends. I also am very proud, and I said this the first time, and I'll say it again. You could edit out that I've said it the first time, like that I ever said that, but we texted during the game, and you said to me, which team do you think is going to win? And I said, the Clippers. And you said the Warriors. And then I said, honestly, this is stupid because it's going to come down to the end and there's no real analysis here. And my team won and it came down to the end. So super proud of that. It just shows that I know basketball better than you and I'm really, really smart and that it makes sense that I have my own podcast. And yeah, just Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, James Harden, Draymond Green, Zubats. Those are the six players to watch this playoffs. They're awesome. Your thoughts, Levy?
It was very, very interesting to see at the end of the game. Why I thought that the Warriors were going to win was that in the third quarter, closer to going into the fourth, the Warriors looked like they had an exact game plan. They were very, very well coached. The offense was flowing. Everything was going pretty well. Then the Clippers really, really played a very top-tier brand of defense. It wasn't unstoppable, but it was near unstoppable. It was very, very good defense. They were switching incredibly quickly. Ben Simmons, notably, played a good amount of minutes there, also in the fourth quarter.
Wouldn't take a shot.
Yeah, but you know what? The truth is that they don't need it. They just need him to do exactly what he just did, which is switchability. And for some reason, all the Warriors got scared to shoot the ball except for Steph Curry, who looked like he was not.
Draymond shot it.
Eventually. And Jimmy.
No, Draymond and Jimmy were shooting when they were open. They weren't passing up shots.
They were mostly all deferring to Curry.
I wonder if that's I'm scared to shoot versus the best shooter of all time is on our team. Let's get him the ball.
Yeah, but I think that he looked tired. When it came down to crunch time, it was looking rough. They were playing, again, the Clippers were playing very, very good defense. Like, usually you would think Jimmy Butler would take it. Eventually he did, right? Then he got, there was the foul call that wasn't a foul, like they decided wasn't a foul.
Yeah, he had two calls against the goaltending, the foul, that was a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but they also noted on the call that Kawhi Leonard notably took some possessions off in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harden stepped up.
Yeah.
Draymond and Kawhi are two of the best defenders in the league. I think that Zubats is officially as my pick for most underrated center. I think he's just amazing and doesn't get talked about enough. And I think I would have assuming everyone stays healthy, I would have the Clippers over the Warriors in the playoff series too. And yeah, I don't think they're going to play in the playoffs, but the Clippers are really good.
I think it also just demonstrated their depth. Like, they were able to pull guys off the bench where the Warriors really just weren't. Like, they just didn't have bodies to go to who were able to play at that high of a level.
Chris Dunn, Bogdanovich, it was great. Okay, let's get into the seeding. Let's go through the Eastern Conference playoff bracket. All right, so the 1 seed, Cleveland, 2 seed, Celtics, 3 Knicks, 4 Pacers, 5 Bucks, 6 Pistons, 7 Magic, 8 Hawks, 9 Bulls, 10 Heat. Let's start with the play-in. Who do you predict is the play-in matchup in the East? Like, who do you think the 7 and 8 is going to be? It's Magic versus Hawks and then Bulls versus Heat.
Okay, I think that the Bulls are winning for sure. I think you'd have the Hawks moving on.
Okay, so you're going to have the Hawks in the 8 spot, Magic at 7, and Bulls and Heat eliminated. I have the Bulls at 8 and the Hawks at 7.
Okay.
I think the Hawks will beat the Magic, and then I think the Bulls will beat the Heat and then beat the Magic. Although I will tell you, none of the seedings will surprise me. If the Heat were the 8 spot and the Magic were the 7, none of that would surprise me because I think all 4 of these teams are meh and can beat each other.
I agree with you to the point that I actually think, and I understand how the seeding looks as well, but I think that the Heat, no matter how you cut it, are the odd man out.
All right, next. So, okay, so let's not do 1-8 and 2-7 because I think it'll be dumb to talk about that one. It might change. So we could talk about that once it's official. All right, Knicks Pistons, definitely best series in the East, arguably best series in the NBA so far. They are going to be fights. They both play this like blue collar brand of basketball, which is like, you know, put on your construction hat, bring your lunchbox to work, and like, let's go, you know, like grit and grind and rebound and fight and punch and just like defense and three. I'm excited, and I think the Knicks will be favored, and I think the Knicks will win, but it's going to be a really good series.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of physicality though, and I don't know if either of these teams wanted to see each other first round, to be honest with you, but it's going to be a little bit of a bloodbath. I hope that they can, you know, keep the professionalism up. I hope nobody gets ejected. That'd just be a stupid way to end a series. You know?
Isaiah Stewart's going to get ejected and no one's going to care because he's like, he's Isaiah Stewart. Like, he's coming into the, I promise you, Isaiah Stewart's going to get ejected. This is my prediction right now. We're going to win in like 5 or 6, but Isaiah Stewart is going to hurt one of our players and get ejected.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to see Mikal Bridges like out with a concussion. It'd be an upsetting, stupid thing to happen.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen, though, I think. I know these guys. Also, I'm very excited to see Cade in a playoff series.
I think it'll be a close series. I think that the Pistons have a lot of strengths that the Knicks won't want to go against. Like, I think that it'll be a very good matchup. I really think it'll be very close.
I have the Knicks in 6, and it's not a close 6. They'll be up 3-1, then they'll tie at 3-2, and then Knicks win in 6. That's my prediction. Listen, right?
I'd love to see if going into the second... I think for the sake of the NBA, it'd be so much fun to have Brunson and Kat rolling into the second series, like you know, like they each have like very good first series games. I'd love that. That'd be great.
That'd be great. That's my prediction. Knicks in 6, and someone gets it. And Isaiah Stewart hurts someone, and it's not a close 6. We're up 3-1. Then they win 3-2 and people are like, oh, they have a chance. No, we win 4-2. Okay. Next is Pacers Bucks. This one is, I think that like, this is just very much of like, Bucks, what do you got?
Yeah.
Like on paper, Giannis is the best player in the series. They have Dame Lillard, who is like, Halliburton's better right now, but Dame has like, it's really proven in the playoffs with clutch buckets.
That's if he's playing.
That's if he's playing, but let's assume everyone's healthy. Because they're getting like a week's rest now. So I want to just assume everyone's going to be okay.
Well, I don't know about the blood clot situation. I don't know what the deal is with that.
I'm not a doctor. But anyway, I think this is going to be the Pacers are going to give the Bucks everything they got. They're not going to be afraid of them. And the Bucks just, I think it's going to be about Giannis. Giannis can do this, you know? Like, I really want the Bucks to win. So the Knicks will play the winners, if the Knicks win, meaning winner of Knicks Pistons plays winners of Cavs, whoever the 8 seed is.
Right.
And then so I would love if, because Giannis has the Celtics number. So I would love it if the Bucks beat the Pacers, because also the Celtics Pacers series last year was so stupid. Like the Celtics demolished them. And they're both essentially the same team.
It's going to be very interesting. What you're saying essentially is that it's Giannis's series to lose, the Pacers-Bucks series.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially with how Giannis is playing right now, it's really hard to count him out. The Pacers are playing pretty well right now. Like, I think that like the only downfall that I can see for the Bucks in this series is just not being able to defend the three at all, and the Pacers really can get hot from the perimeter. So like they just outscore them potentially because Giannis can't be everywhere at all times, even though he really is playing out of his mind right now. The only difficulty is that I think that we see this every so often, is that if Dame doesn't come back, it kind of hurts the rest of the playoffs to have the player that powers his team through a round and then like doesn't have it for the next round. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen every year. It feels like it happens to the Bucks every year.
I think that if the Bucks match up against Celtics though, I mean, I think that if they make it to the next round and they match up against Celtics, I don't think the Celtics are losing this time. I think the Celtics, they have too much going for them. There's too many holes on the Bucks defense and offense for the Celtics not to figure something out in this 7-game series.
Okay, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. We're going to have another podcast for you talking West playoff predictions plus NBA news. See you shortly.